Blog Talk Radio.
Show here on blogtalkradio.com. We do it every Tuesday night here. I'm broadcasting live from the DFW Metroplex area of the great state of Texas. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and with me are my beautiful co-hosts all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. That would be Vanessa McCarroll and Crystal Sittergall. How you doing, ladies?
Great. I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, again, they've been pouring extra glasses of wine or whatever. I don't know what's going on over there. But tonight, tonight we have a soulful interview with a wonderful couple of performers. The group Rough Ends is with us tonight. How you doing, guys?
Thanks, man. Thanks for the great introduction, man. We're great.
Okay.
How are you, my brother? You doing well?
Hey, not a problem, not a problem. No. And this wonderful hip hop soul duo of David DaVinci Chance and Dante Shy Jordan formed in Baltimore in the mid '90s. Now, the ladies, I'm gonna let the ladies start out.
This is gonna be a funny interview. I can hear this already.
I could already tell.
No, what? Make funny? No. This is serious business here, bro. Okay.
Okay, got it.
This is serious business, though. But I can't account for that hidden element that I know is there, kind of like lurking in the wings. I'm just saying.
Oh,
hey, bro. Hey, I told you. Welcome to the jungle. Okay. But I'll start off, though, because, you know, I don't know what they're doing over there. Anyway, but give us a little background about Rough Ends, you know, how you guys got started, everything else as well, though. We'll actually start like that as well, though, and then I'll kind of like, then we'll just go from that. Just give us a little history about Rough Ends.
Well, Rough Ends, you know, this is DaVinci speaking, David DaVinci Chance.
Mm-hmm.
We straight from Baltimore, Maryland, Charm City.
Okay.
And we're just two guys from the rough part of Baltimore. You know, we call it West Baltimore, Emerson Avenue, Fulton Avenue, where the wire was shot, pretty much. A lot of people know a lot of those areas where the wire was shot. And it's kind of where we grew up, man. That's where the name Rough Ends came from. And the story of two guys that believed in music, and music kind of saved us from the streets of Baltimore. And you know, got a deal with Sony in 2000, in 1999, actually, in 2000.
Okay.
The record came out, No More. And that went to More, man, and changed our lives. And here we are today, brother. We coming back together from actually being apart for about 10 years. So, bringing you to the present, you know.
Okay, cool. So, understanding that you guys, like, what have you been doing, like, lately, though, really, though, like, recently?
Well, recently, this is Dante Chi, by the way. It's Chi Jordan, like Tai Chi.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry. I apologize for that.
I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't mad at you.
I'm wiping out the typos right as we speak, right?
So, I ain't mad at you at all, my brother. I ain't mad at you at all.
I heard that Chi, not Chi. Chi, you know.
Yep, Chi, yep. But recently, we've been actually wrapping up a couple different things, which is the album. We're doing a documentary in Baltimore called Believe Again. Actually, that's basically talking about our city and bringing good, you know, a good positive light to the city in light of, you know, the riots and the uprising that we've had recently in the city. And a couple other little projects, TV show. We have a song on a TV show coming up called Shots Fired. We have a couple of different big performances, a couple cruises coming up, things of that nature.
Okay.
Yes,
cool.
They do.
I wanted to add something. I don't know if I missed something.
No. I have a question for you guys. What is the inspiration behind the new album that you guys are working on?
Well, this is David speaking. I would say it's a lot, man. I can say we, getting into the music business, you know, at 19, 20, we didn't really get a chance to grow up, you know what I mean, in a lot of areas and live a life that normal people live, you know what I mean? So when we left,
right.
We got a chance to live a life, you know, I got married, I got a son, I got separated as well. So it's a lot to talk about, you know what I mean? And what brought us together is our city, Baltimore. There's been a lot of things that's been happening to, you know, in the news with our city, and a lot of people that we know have died. So many of my friends have died over the last 12 months, and so many funerals. So it's a lot of stuff that's happening. And we came back together to do a song for what was going on, which turned into us reuniting as friends and turned into us coming back, you know, doing a project. So this project was birthed out of our city. So, you know, we got a song called Change that we, you know, we actually one of the first songs that we did that brought us back together. So we're excited about it, you know.
All right, well, Change. Yeah, I actually have a snippet off of that as well, though. And what I want to do is, like, let's say, Crystal, you there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. I was wondering what's going on. I was like, hey, pour me a glass of whatever it is you got.
His brother is funny, I swear.
I'm gonna be honest, because I'm a product of the 70s and 80s. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that means I'm old. Okay.
I have a question for you guys.
Here we go.
What would you currently like to work with that is, you know, now, the artists that we have out now? Is there any artists that you guys would like to work with or collab with?
Oh, my God. There's a bunch of artists.
I want to work with everybody.
This is
Dante, a.k.a. Charlie Brown.
Okay. I'm just waiting for my name.
I like artists like Drake. I like Future. You know, it's a lot of people I like that's doing good music. Kendrick Lamar and it's my boy. Somebody's Life is Better Than Yours.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Anderson.
Yeah.
J. Cole. Yeah, J. Cole. Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, I think it's probably Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake is at the top of my list, I think.
Well, for me, this is David speaking. It would be definitely on the R&B tip. You know, I got to go old school. Faith, Mary.
Okay.
You know, Joe. We might be doing something with Silk on this album as well. So we got a couple features that we're going to have that's going to be surprises as well on this project. But, you know, new school, I think, would be Chris Brown, Beyonce, of course. Vocally, I'm a Beyonce fan, so I got to give props for props to do. So, yeah.
Right. Okay.
We got a lot of people we want to work with. Of course, Drew Hill. We definitely love to work with our own hometown, Drew Hill, as well. So it's just crazy to get our schedules together and do some things. You know?
I think we covered a lot of ground, bro. I'm glad I started with hip hop.
I have a question. What are some top music groups that inspired you to get started in the music?
Oh, man. It's groups,
Jodeci
it's
and
groups
Voice
as well as, yeah. It's groups
Jodeci
as well as
Voice
solo
Man,
artists,
probably,
so.
Yeah. Say it again?
I think it's groups as well as solo artists, like
definitely.
Joe. Certain key people, you know, gospel side a little bit.
Commission.
John P. Key. Mm-hmm.
The group called Commission that Fred Hammond was a part of that was, like, instrumental in us, like, really falling in love with harmony and singing. Stuff like led us to Jodeci and Boyz II Men, which led us to wanting to be an artist. And,
okay,
you know,
so
when I saw, when we saw Jodeci in front of my lady, that swag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you, I saw a guy that was from around the way, like me, you know what I mean? But he still was cool, and he was singing, and it was just... It was just so, it was hot. It was just, you could not deny it, right?
Okay.
Just talking about Forever My Lady is like a dream. Did you, you know, come on, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the song, though. I mean, he took it to church for real, but I'm just.
He took it to church. And I'm
he took it to church for real, though. Like, I'm just, you know, I didn't hear my name,
I'm a
so I don't, I guess I don't, you know. Hey.
But that
so
was something
to
really
that,
identify with. That was something we could really identify with because we sing hard, and we always sing hard. And when we was really thinking about doing a group and singing, it's like everybody had, like, light voices. Like, we thinking, like, and we don't fit in. You know what? We don't sound like them. We don't sound like the other guys. But then we had groups like that, and they made us, you know that we can use our instrument, you know, the same way. But that really gave us the drive to really jump into it.
And we got to say give props to R. Kelly, hands down. He's influenced me
as
a writer and as a producer.
R. Kelly.
And,
if he
listened, yeah,
I got to give him props, man.
You know, he is definitely one of my inspirations as far as a writing, how he approaches a song and his perspective on the pen, you know. So, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, with me, when it came to recording artists, even like up to this point right now, there are very few singers out there. You know, very few balladeers are out there. Very few individuals
right.
that can really reach you with their music and stuff like that as well, though. And that's kind of what I look for, though. You know, yeah, I know I'm kind of like of the older sect as well, though. But you wanted that music, you know, when you heard that song, it did something for you.
Right.
You know, it took you somewhere. That kind of thing as well, though. And rap is fine, though, because think about it. Like, hey, Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Flash, hey, all that fun stuff too. That was me, you know, going into it. But also when it came to those singers, though, you know, R. Kelly, you know, Jodeci, Drew
Guy.
Hill, you know, things like that as well, though. Yeah, I mean, you know, those, you know, you hear those.
Oh yeah, Guy.
Yeah, Guy. I mean, yeah. I mean, man.
Blackstreet,
I mean,
oh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah Blackstreet, yeah. And
right.
then you guys.
Right. mm-hmm. right. Okay. Thank you very much,
yeah,
sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, not a problem. I mean, y'all didn't mention y'all wanted to work with me, but that's okay. That's cool. I'm not going to hold it against you. Yeah.
You put us on a real flossy list there, brother. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, I give credit where credit is due, though. I mean, hey, you know,
really
it. You know, talent
it,
is talent. And it's right there as well, though. You know, of course, I got to get myself in the studio and brush up my skills so I can get on your level. But hey, you know, I got time. But,
if you guys weren't singers, what would y'all have been? What became? What would you have wanted to become?
Oh man, Dave, you wanna go first?
Man, I want to dance.
Man, so I'm gonna try to take more of my answer what I was gonna say.
No,
that's my brother. That's my brother. That's my brother right there, man.
Yeah, so, but you know, it was just because a reason why I love dancing. My brother was a dancer. He used to pop and back in the, you know, what's the movie that came out?
Breaking. Yeah,
yeah.
We used to call him Julio, and literally he had like he would be down the harbor, Inner Harbor in Baltimore, and he literally had like 200 people following him around.
Easily.
I mean, he was that kind of guy, and he was just so cool, and the girls loved him. So I used to, you know, love to dance, and dancing was just part of our family. My family from the islands, you know what I mean? We got that other kind of dance, you know what I mean? So,
okay, gotcha.
Dancing is just in the family, you know.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Well, for me, it was going to be the movies. I wanted to be like voiceovers. I always did characters and voices and sound effects. Used to mess with my mother and family, like dogs in the house and all kinds of crazy noises. So I would be in there somewhere, some kind of movie, some kind of voiceover, man. Hello, this is B105. Like, I just grew up doing all that crazy mess.
Wow, okay. I'm going to have to hire this
brother.
Yeah, I may have to hire this brother for real. I mean,
holler at me, man. That's when I'm chilling. You won't find me on the voiceover lane. Hey, that's him on the commercial. Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
On the commercial for the Army. Be more.
Okay. So you know, because you know I'm like in the film, right?
Okay. You talking to two brothers that's in the film too, though. We didn't tell you that.
Exactly.
Part.
So if I give you a call, so you meet me at the studio.
Hey,
so
man.
You can come on and handle it. But
hey, man. Yeah, well, I've been for the last 10 years, man. This is David speaking. I've been doing a small media company, and we've done a lot of bios and music videos, and we did a couple short films, and we did our second last one last year. For a church and going to, you know, the, what do you call it, the film festival, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I had to kind of put it on hold. I'm working on this documentary called Believe Again. And, you know, that's going to be a real big deal. We got a lot of really successful people from Baltimore. You know, Drew Hill is going to be on there and Marion. We got like Bill Murphy, Freddie Gray's attorney. I don't know if you know who he is. But he's been in there's a lot of great, successful people from Baltimore that's being featured in it and just talking about the positive side of our city. Because it's been in the news on the negative side, so we want to kind of highlight and talk about what's good in Baltimore and talk about the people that are successful that came from the same rough areas that are oppressed and that have rise above oppression and that are doing well. So just their words and encouraging words to the youth. So that's going to be, you know, funds are going to be going back into the community and that kind of thing. So the song called Change is going to be actually raising money also to go back in the community as well.
That's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a release date for that?
Say it again?
What's that?
Do you have a release date for the
documentary? The release date is for the documentary? No. We had to put the documentary in hold because, you know, the demand for our album, we started performing, it was like, oh, my God, y'all back? What's going on? Where's the album? They're like, oh, Lord.
Right.
And this documentary started going so fast. Like, we got a lot of really great people on here, a couple NFL players from here, you know, some great people that are doing really, really good things in the community on here as well. So so it was just kind of just taking a mind of its own and going on. We had to kind of put it on hold to really focus on this album, because at the end of the day, people want their music, if you know what I mean. The fans
right.
are like, that's fine, but we're the album, man. That documentary we signing on, but we're that album, man.
We're the album, man. Wow.
Someone to love you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Them ladies, they don't want to hear that stuff, man. Them ladies, you know, they don't play, you know. Fans, I'm telling you.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right. They don't. But what I'm going to do right now, though, I'm going to play that cut Change. And we're going to listen to a couple of few minutes of that, though, and we'll be right back, though. But right now, this is Rough Ends with Change.
It's time for change. Ooh, baby. No matter if you're black or white. Shine so bright. Uncle Sam, can you hear me? Tired of this injustice on the daily. Cooking popos on the low. Be more to LA to Chicago. And it don't really matter the city, cause the same system running out city. And if you're fed up, you gotta stand up and say to yourself, it's hard to sleep at night. The pretty green got slain. So now I'm working hard on this love campaign. Each one to each one, that's how we break these chains. Living conditions are so inhumane. Blocks flooded with heroin and cocaine. Cause it don't really matter the city, cause the same system running out city. And if you're fed up, you gotta stand up and say to yourself,
hey. Been too long, I think we've had enough.
That was really nice. Really
well,
nice.
There you go. Well, there you go, though. Like, that's hey, we're here on the Mike Henderson Show at blogtalkradio.com. We're talking to Ruff Ends. Man, I like that.
I
really do like that.
I love
though.
That.
I really like that. So I'm going to, I'm just going to just play that all evening.
Well, we
can play that all evening.
Well,
I'm probably going to wind up promoting the hell out of that. Y'all realize that, right?
Well, hold on,
it's
hold
definitely
on.
Time
so
for change.
Look, that's just a snippet, and we the finished version. I love it because I feel like this old. Remember back in the Motown days when they just got out the studio and they
yeah.
did it right on the radio. Like
yeah,
just,
exactly.
Like just before this phone call, like literally, like so
wow.
the finished version is crazy. When you if you like that version, the finished version, oh my god, the end, oh my god, that's crazy.
Right. I mean, I got up out of my chair.
Well, that's what's up, man. Appreciate it.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, man. We've been working on some stuff with Obama's organization called My Brother's Keeper. And
okay.
you know, we've been working with the head of the chapter here in Baltimore. And supposedly, I don't want to put this out there, but My Brother's Keeper is going to be his baby when he leaves the White House. And he's going to be focused in on, you know, making a difference. And he
yeah.
has chapters all over the country, so they're kind of working on maybe some tour things with that, with this song as well. So,
awesome.
Great thing.
That's definitely what's up. That's really what's up. I like that. I like that, though. Like, yeah, keep me posted on that one as well, though, man, for real.
Appreciate
and
it, man. That's
the
soundtrack. That's
the
title
like that.
Soundtrack for the documentary, I believe. And we're going to have
okay.
a lot of features on there as well, on the soundtrack to the documentary as well. So.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
nice.
So now I got a question, and I'm going to deviate mm-hmm. a little bit from everything else we've been talking about, though. Now, you guys mentioned the idea of, like, this song and what you've been dealing with, you know, in the city of Baltimore and all around the country as well, though, and I want to field a couple of questions about how you guys feel about a few of these things. In a lot of ways, it's not really, you know, the social climate that we're in right now. And I know there are times like people actually like, and I can tell you guys have really been personally affected by it as well, though, because that's part of what actually drives you as far as music is concerned. If you really had to actually talk to a group of young people right now, what would be something you would, what would the message be that you want to give out to them?
For this is David speaking. Young people, I mean, I believe the documentary is called Believe Again, and I believe that what you believe is so important, and your perspective is so important, and how you see the world is so important, and what we've been taught is so important. So I would tell young people to first of all, believe in themselves, because I believe as a people that we've been, our confidence is not where it's supposed to be. I mean, because I've dealt with myself.
Right.
So I even daily I deal with it. If you're not confident and you are in an environment that is not even set up to win, then, you know, it's not a lot of help there. You know what I mean? So. But a person that has a strong mind and a person, and that strength comes from your belief in yourself, that person can rise above any situation because you already understand the power that you have between your ears, which is your brain, your mind. And God gave us all that, and that is the best gift that he's given us. And that brain can take you anywhere in the world, anywhere you want to go. You know what I mean? And that's what I would tell a young person. And that's
okay.
been proven in every biography of every successful person that's came from the hood of anybody. You know, you're going to see that determined, strong mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I hear you. Okay. You, Dante?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, same question.
I definitely would say, two walk together, except they agree. You know, I definitely agree with my brother. Definitely, I definitely would say from another perspective, learn to be your own person. Learn to be your own woman or your own man, and And, you know, because that's a lot of today's problems is people following other people that don't got bright ideas. They just like them because they cool or they slick or, you know. But a lot of the times, a lot of us find out the person that wasn't cool is the person that's paid to living good.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because they were more focused on substance or self and doing the right thing. And, you know, and setting themselves up in a gamble every day. You know what I'm saying? Whereas though you're working towards your future. You're planning, working towards your future, towards a career, not really a job, you know. So I would definitely would say focus, put enough time and focus and energy into yourself to just be a better person so you can have a better life.
Right.
Exactly. I mean for me, for me, it is about the idea of, like, you know, we got more than enough negativity floating around, more than enough.
Oh, man, more than enough.
More than enough, though. So, you know, the idea of actually, like, you know, really changing, you know, like changing the viewpoints of these young people, changing the viewpoints
right.
of some older people as well, and,
right.
and coming with the idea of us really being able to be positive, of that, to be able to feel good about ourselves, feel good about our communities, feel good about everybody else, that we're, you know, our peers and everything else as well, though, and go out there and not be afraid to, you know, accomplish your goals and your dreams. And
right.
And I preach that on a daily, literally, on a daily.
Accomplish is the key word. Accomplish
is
definitely the key word. We were brought up in and families and communities and churches where a lot of people were taught to pray, but that for a lot of people that was like the end of it. They were praying and waiting, whatever they were praying for was just going to come knock on the door, like Ed McMahon, Publish the Clearinghouse. We have
right.
a thing for you. Like, no, man. You got to.
Ed never darkened that door still.
Give you the ability, give you the ability to step out on your own two feet.
You still waiting for Ed.
I'm still waiting
right,
for Ed.
You got to go get that.
We'll be waiting
right.
a minute.
It's faith. That's what it's called, faith, man. Faith is action.
See, guys like you go out there and get that and do that, you know, and literally, you know, go through and make that happen for yourselves. You know, just kind of erases the idea that some people think that success is a fluke. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. It's not something that's
why I tell a lot of
you have to go after it. This is what the Bible, this is what happened. This is a story in the Bible. When they got to the promised land,
mm-hmm.
when God promised them, the children of Israel, he promised them something, a land, a place, flowing with milk and honey. And when they got there, guess what? There was giants in the land. There was a setup. And so something, and guess what? When they got there, remember when manna was coming from heaven?
Mm-hmm.
There was bread coming from heaven. The bread stopped when they got to the promise. The food, all of the handouts stopped. You know what I mean? So God is showing us that we got to go. There's a point where you have to go, and your effort, you have to go and take that step. And when you do that, that's when God is going to take two. You know, so, and we were operating in this, man. We didn't realize it because we was two young men full of passion, man. And sometimes passion will keep driving you and have you operate in the principle that you didn't even realize you was doing. You know what I mean? So
wow.
I'm thankful for it, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's the truth to that as well, though. You know, and even like, you know, some people think that, you know, they can't do it. They don't have what it takes. They don't have, you know, the resources. They don't have the talent. They don't have the support systems as well like that. And it's kind of amazing because I was at a film premiere this past weekend, right? And I ran into a lot of individuals with some serious potential when it came to talent. And they said that, you know, they could have gone further, but they didn't have the support systems. There was nobody there that was really supporting them. And I said, you know what? I got you. I mean, just like that, I got you. Because you never really know where that's going to come from, though. Somebody did that for me. decided that I should get in my corner. Huh?
No, I still have a question for them. All right, guys, okay. So you guys have been in the industry for a very long time. So since you guys kind of took a break and now you're back, what is the biggest change or difference that you see now, good or bad, in the industry today?
That's a good question.
The internet, I mean, I'm going to let Dante go first.
That was a good one. That was a good one, though.
Yeah,
I was thinking something else at the internet. That was bing. That was a good one.
The internet.
That's a great question.
Definitely the merge of I like to call it the fusion of music. You know, the fusion of music between hip-hop, rap, pop, even country, a lot of that, even metal, you know, a lot of that stuff is mixed together. A lot of that stuff is like merging and mixing together, and people are saying they want real music back because of that. That's what I think, the reason why I'm saying it's because of that. But hip-hop for a while has been merged with R&B and vice versa. So, but I still understand their viewpoint of where they're coming from of, you know, it's, you know, music that's just not really tainted by a slick way of saying, you know, like an urban slick way of saying something, basically. Like you're speaking about love from a different perspective. You know, it could be urban at the same time, but it's not like, I would say, degrading in a way. Or like,
right.
It's more subtle. It's more romantic, if you would say. You know, it's more along the lines of like classic R&B. You know, because over the decades and time, it merged with different stuff. You know, it merged with pop and it merged with hip hop and all that stuff. So over the past, 10 years, I mean, the merge between hip hop and R&B is, you know, you see that a lot of the artists we have now, which I love because, you know, if the world is a stage, then everybody got room to do their thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And shine. True. You know, we could be like a galaxy out here. Everybody can have a spot we've got. You know?
I love
so,
that. Can I use that?
That's how
I love
said.
That.
Yeah, you can use that. All right, you can use it.
I'm going to use
what
it.
What did
though.
You say,
I'll
poppycock?
Huh?
Did you say poppycock?
Poppycock.
That's what he said.
What are we talking about, poppy? No one said anything about poppycock. What are you talking about?
No, I thought that's what he said. I'm sorry.
No. He may have said copyright, but I'm just.
copyright.
Is it copyright? No, I'm not going to steal that brother's stuff, though, because I don't want. Yeah, you know, hey. But anyway. But really, yeah. Just the idea of like music, singers. You know the romantic elements, those back in the day old school elements, though, need to come back into the industry more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I agree.
Yeah, and
the one thing about this album as well, I gotta say, is that this album, I'm playing guitar, so we're bringing an element, a live organic element to our music that we haven't got a chance to, and this is, I would say, the most pure Rough Ends sound, I would say, that we've ever released. Because, you know, being with a label, sometimes a label has different producers that have their own vibe and different writers, so you'll sing a song that was already written, which is great because we love a lot of these different styles, but then all the things we've listened to has created our own style, you know what I mean? So this is going to be our own flavor, you know what I mean?
And that'll definitely work as well, though. And that is like truly, truly missed, I think, in the music industry, though. The idea of those individual stuff. Because you have those individuals out there, like those Alicia Keys that are out there as well, though. They have their own style, you know, and they're easily recognizable, though, and they're sought after, too.
Erykah Badu, John Legend, got the
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, John Legend. Erykah Badu. Oh, man. Yeah.
India Irie.
Yeah,
go on and on. Those are classic.
so
that's
feel
who
like
we
the
are. We,
in 10 years has been just the level of music. I mean, it's more, in the 90s it was more sensual, and today's music is more sexual. Is that we're kind of where you feel that it is 10 years ago to today? You know what I'm saying? That today, when you some R&B music back then, it was more sensuality. It was about love. So today's music, do you feel like it's more sexual than it is sensual?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's everything that I just want to feel.
Right.
It's crazy. There's no, you know what I mean? There's no room for imagination or nothing. I'm sorry. I want some imagination. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want some. I want to, you know. I'm a helpless romantic, for real. So it's like, you know, I want that, and I think women want that. I see it on Facebook all day long. So people want it, but it's like the radio. You have these systems in place where, and you know, when a hit record comes out, then a lot of what happens. Most people say we need to follow that lane. Oh my God, let's get something like that. Let's follow that. You know what I mean? Then you have all of these songs following this pattern, and then that's why everything sounds alike on the radio.
Exactly.
And then you miss out on so many great other things, you know, that music can bring.
Right.
Exactly.
So do you guys have any advice for new artists coming into the business?
I mean, advice for new artists, man, I think the internet is where it is. And I think an artist could, you know, you have to really, there's so many resources online for you to get your music out. There's so many resources online for you to learn about the music business, because you definitely want to know what you're getting involved in. You want to know about publishing and copyrights and all that stuff. But you can get yourself together as an act, get your band or whatever, get your background singers, get your act together and hit the road and sell yourself, build your following using social media and, you know, videos and stuff like that, YouTube, and create your own following. And then a label will come to you, and then, or when you go to a label, then you have a lot of more leverage to actually get something, a deal that's worthwhile.
Okay.
Because nowadays you really don't need one. I mean, you know, with the internet.
That's some real good advice, though.
So
we're going to start wrapping things up right here, fellas. I appreciate you guys coming on, actually talking with us. You know, crazy to have you, though. I want to get you guys back on the show as well, though. Okay, sometime in the future, though, so we can keep in touch with you guys, though, make sure what's going on, though, and also continue to promote, you know, any performances, you know, any new music coming out as well, though, and kind of like, you know, keep a beat on the industry out there with it.
Oh, yeah, indeed, man. We definitely want to, when we launch the single, we definitely want to come back with a new video and, you know, be back on talking about what we got coming out.
That'll be cool, though. So,
Twitter and your Facebook. So let us know that so we can make sure everyone is following you guys.
Yeah, go to www.officialroughends.com. And there's links to our social media stuff there, www.officialroughends. And, of course, on Facebook, it's Official Rough Ends. It's facebook.com/officialroughends. And you can connect with us there as well, on Twitter and I think the Instagram as well.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that was David DaVinci Chance and Dante Cheese Jordan, the members of Rough Ends. And we're going to close out the record of the show here on blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, I got it right. We're going to close out the record of the show here on blogtalkradio.com with another cut from Rough Ends called Missing You, though. But I invite everybody to actually have a good rest of the week. Good weekend, and come back with us here next Tuesday on the Mike Henderson Show. You guys have a good week and weekend. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. In the job on my way to
can't wait to come home. I'm tired of being alone. Too busy to talk on the phone. Cause I'm out on the road. And I'm doing these shows. Even though you're miles away. I promise girl. I'll see you today. Girl, I'm always on the road. Different areas, cold. Never gonna be satisfied. Till I'm looking through your door. Through your door. And I can't take it no more. I can no longer endure. No longer endure. I feel my way to you. After I finish this show, I finish this show. In the drop on my way to see you.
finish this show.
Hey, Vanessa, did you hear a lot of static?
I did.